an earthquake of this size presents virtually no danger. Right? It's barely going to be felt. It's probably not even going to rattle the dishes in your china cabinet. Right? In terms of Western New York, there's only one mapped active fault, and that's the Clarendon-Linden fault that runs through the two very small towns of Clarendon and Linden. But for the general public, we identify that with Batavia and Attica as the two larger population centers that the fault runs through. Now, there was a magnitude 4.9 earthquake on the Clarendon-Linden fault in the Attica area back in 1929. That is the largest earthquake that I know of that has been recorded in the last 110 years here in Western New York. Now, that was a dangerous earthquake. It toppled chimneys, it broke plaster, it knocked things off of shelves. And it's the things like falling chimneys that are the danger to us from an earthquake like that. That's the biggest one we've had in 100 years. Earthquakes like this, you know, magnitude 2 or 3, they show up about one every 2 years from, let's say, Rochester and Batavia over here to Buffalo. And, you know, they may rattle the dishes now and again. People will definitely feel them. But they really don't present any danger to us.
Folks said that they just basically heard a boom sound. Tell us about that.
An earthquake produces two primary types of waves. I'm going to leave out the third kind. So earthquakes, let's for simplicity say, produces two kinds of waves, a primary wave and a secondary wave. The primary wave is a compressional wave, and that's what sound waves are, is a compressional wave. So when the seismic wave moves up and hits the surface of the Earth, under the right circumstances, some of that energy can be transferred from the rock and the soil and whatever else is the overlying burden there. That energy can be transferred from the rock up into the air. Now, seismic waves are very low frequency compared to our hearing. So we don't hear, we aren't going to hear those sounds like a note from a musical instrument. We're going to hear them either as a boom or sometimes as a rumble. And so it's not uncommon for people to hear this boom or rumble as people did indeed this morning.